Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. On this episode of Wiser Than Before, we're talking about how to hydrate like a pro. Now, on the surface, this seems like a fairly basic topic, but I find that a lot of people are very interested in hydration. And I think that's because intuitively, they know it can make them feel better if they get more hydrated. We associate hydration with being less sluggish, less lethargic, more energy, clearer mind, feeling more refreshed throughout the day. So who wouldn't want that? There's an interesting irony though, which is that most everybody's interested in hydration. It perks up a little bit or like buys any new drink on the market that says this will hydrate you. Yet at the same time, hardly anyone thinks that they have some dehydration going on. When in reality, the odds are a majority of people have some type of dehydration. That's why people are interested in it. That's why people get a boost when they improve their hydration. Listen to this list of symptoms: fatigue, constipation, headache, unable to focus, dry skin, lips, or eyes, poor mental function, stiffness, aches, and pains. That's just a partial list of symptoms that can be related to chronic dehydration. If you look at that list, you could probably pick out one or more things you felt in the last year, and maybe even the last month. I mean, when I read that list, I just think about how many billions of dollars of over-the-counter remedies are sold for those things. They're very common symptoms. So of course, if the average person is dealing with one or more of those symptoms and hydration can help with it, of course, people are going to be interested in wanting to hydrate more. I ended up doing a deep dive into hydration out of necessity. On previous episodes, I've mentioned this health collapse I went through in my mid-30s. And the beginning of that health collapse actually started 3 years earlier with some dehydration. I went to Morocco for a surf trip and I got what I thought was traveler's diarrhea at the time. But in reality, it was more serious gut infection that lingered. Nothing crazy, but it just lingered as like a low-grade chronic infection and was one other piece of the puzzle that added up to that health collapse. But what also happened is that once the symptoms went away, the diarrhea, vomiting, laying in bed, feeling like crap for a few days, I was thirsty and I stayed thirsty. And every month or two, I would get a little more thirsty. Thirst would get stronger. And I tried everything under the sun to quench that thirst and it would always come back. For 3 years, I was thirsty. I went to all kinds of doctors and practitioners looking for help with this, ran all kinds of tests, and nobody had a good answer. They'd all do their best and give me some suggestions. But what I learned through that experience and also through doing this deep dive is that there's a lot of surface level advice about hydration, a lot of cookie cutter stuff. But what happens when that doesn't work, right? I had a couple doctors tell me just drink more lemon water or eat more bananas. And these were more holistic, functional doctors with more open minds. Some of the other ones just said, your tests are normal, but I can't do anything for you. So I did a lot of research and experimentation on my own, trying to figure out some way to get hydrated and quench the thirst. So I'm going to share some of that with you today. Before I get into these tips, I want to preface it by saying there's a few of them that are going to sound really basic to the point where you might be like, Josh, are you kidding me? Like 3 years deep dive into this and this is the basic tip you're giving me? And yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think health works best when it's simple. The further I go on my health journey, the more I work with clients who are on their own health journey, I just see that a lot of people cause themselves problems by doing too much. And we like to add things. What's the next thing I need? And a lot of times we're using the logic of two wrongs make a right, when I would rather take something away if that could solve the problem, do that first, and then only if needed, add something on top. And I'm guilty of this too. Sometimes I make things too complicated, but I'm always learning more. And anytime I realize I'm doing that, anytime I find a more elegant solution that's more simple, I'll always switch to that. And then that's what I do. And that's what I share with my clients. And that's the way I'm doing it on this podcast. Part of my inspiration for this is John Wooden, who was the greatest college men's basketball coach of all time. His teams won something like 7 championships in a row, and they were just a dominant program. And he was famous for teaching basic foundational principles. He would start every season by teaching his team, this is the best college basketball players in the country, some of them who went on to become Hall of Famers in the NBA. Every season he would start by teaching them how to put on their socks and how to tie their shoes so they wouldn't get blisters. So if it's good enough for him and his teams, it's good enough for us. So my first tip to hydrate like a pro is to listen to your body. Your body knows how much water, how much fluid it needs, and it has signals to tell you when to drink. If you look at any animal in nature, they don't have to Google how much water should I drink a day. They don't have to think about this. They have signaling and it leads them to go get a drink of water when they need it, and then they go on with their life. So only modern humans have complicated things so much and gotten so far out of touch with our bodily signals that we need instructions and tables and these water bottles with all the hours of the day and ounces on them to follow a schedule to get out of the dehydration we're in. So I know that sounds super basic. Just pay attention. If you just try on the idea for a day, I'm going to pay more attention, and when I'm thirsty, I'm going to drink. That's the key. You have to do something about it. You'll start to see how many times a day you just bulldoze your body's signals. You're thirsty, but it's not convenient. You're in a meeting. You're on the subway. You're in the supermarket. You're like, yeah, I'll get it when I get home. There's no water bottle by me or nothing to drink readily at hand. And you do this throughout the day 5-10 times. All those times were moments when your body's like, hey, I need water now so I can do something with it. And when we ignore that many times over an extended period of time, that's how this chronic dehydration happens. We don't even realize it because it just feels normal to us. But getting back in touch with that thirst signaling, listening to it, and doing something about it is the foundational piece that can help you hydrate better. The next tip to consider is electrolytes. Hydration is not just water. Hydration is a balance between water and electrolytes. Electrolytes are just minerals that have an electric charge when they're dissolved in water or body fluids, things like sodium, potassium, chloride, and magnesium. But the point is they're minerals and they're very important. Dr. Henry Schroeder is famous for saying that minerals are the spark plugs of life. And double Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Linus Pauling, said, you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment to a mineral deficiency. Sounds important. So when people have dehydration or aren't well hydrated, a lot of times the electrolytes are a big part of the problem. If you have low electrolytes and you just guzzle a bunch of water, the imbalance is going to increase. So your body's going to be even more out of balance and more dehydrated in a way, even though you just drank a bunch of water, because the body isn't filled with water. It's filled with electrolytes dissolved in water. So for most people, you don't really need to know much more than that, just that minerals are involved in hydration and you need to get some minerals either in your fluids or some other way. But people who aren't aware of this can struggle with their hydration because sometimes they're low on the electrolytes and they just keep drinking more and more and more to catch up, and they never can because there's not the electrolytes with it. One thing that's pretty popular now are these electrolyte packets, or these powders that you can dump into your water or whatever you're drinking. And those can be useful. I think there's a time and a place for those. But I also think over the long run, those will start to fail at some point if that's a primary strategy for staying hydrated. For me, I had diminishing returns with those. And when my health really got to a bad place, I couldn't even tolerate some of them. My liver just didn't like the powder. I'd start sneezing like crazy. Now I was in a really low point of health there. So most people's livers and bodies don't react. They're not so picky. But when that happened, I realized, okay, just because there's these minerals listed on the label, that's not exactly the same as if I got them from nature or more natural source. So that led me down a little more natural path, which I'll cover in a second. But it did make me realize there's a time and a place for everything. If we take this to a further extreme, could just get an IV, a liquid IV every day into our veins to improve hydration. And there's probably some people that do that. But me, I'm always a fan when I can of keeping things natural, of giving things to my body in the way that human beings have consumed them for hundreds of thousands of years. And I think for most people, if you can do some of this, it'll work really well. And it's great we have these other inventions and products available. But a lot of times they can be covering stuff up. So that's why I think there's a time and a place. They can give a boost. They can help you out of a hole. But for me, it didn't work as a strategy over many years. So as far as hydrating better with more natural methods, first and foremost, is actually food, eating food with higher water content. Did you know there's a lot of fruits and vegetables that are 80, 90, 95% water? They're almost entirely water. And you know what else food has? Minerals, electrolytes. So as always, nature knows what it's doing, and our foods come in a form that not just nourish us, but can also hydrate us and give us those electrolytes, depending on what foods we're eating. I did some research and looked up different foods and their water content. Listen to this list. This comes from a table from the USDA National Nutrient Database, and it lists different types of food and the percentage of water in that food. So the top of the list, 100% is water, right? Foods with 90 to 99% water content, cantaloupe, strawberries, watermelon, lettuce, cabbage, celery, spinach, and squash. Foods that have 80 to 89% water content, apples, grapes, oranges, carrots, broccoli, pears, pineapple, yogurt. 70 to 79% are things like bananas, avocados, cottage and ricotta cheese, potato, corn, and shrimp. 60 to 69% water content, pasta, legumes, salmon, ice cream, chicken breast. Things with 50 to 59% water content, ground beef, steak, feta cheese. 40 to 49%, they list pizza. Obviously, I think that depends on what kind of pizza you're eating. 30 to 39%, cheddar cheese, bagels, bread. 20 to 29%, pepperoni, sausage, cake, and biscuits. 10 to 19%, butter, raisins. 1 to 9%, walnuts, peanut butter, chocolate chip cookies, crackers, cereals, pretzels, taco shells. And 0% is pure oil, and they also have sugar listed. So that means that certain fruits and vegetables have 6, 7, 8, 9 times as much water in them as some of the standard processed foods and baked goods. 9 times more water for the same similar quantity of food. So imagine applying that over 3 meals a day, 21 meals a week. That's really going to stack up over time. So one big area where people are missing hydration opportunity, and probably the reason that it's so common in our society for us to be dehydrated, is the foods. Now, as far as liquids that are more natural and good for hydrating, I drink a lot of broth, stock, and herbal teas. Broth could be, it can be bone broth, but it can also be some type of veggie broth. I started out by drinking this potassium broth recipe from Dr. Richard Schultze. He was famous for curing people with incurable diseases, basically. He used a lot of herbs and detox methods to do it. When I first heard about it, I'm like, oh, that's so hard, I can't do it. And then when I got into it, I'm like, this is the easiest thing ever. To make a broth, you literally throw the veggies in a pot, cover it with water, and simmer it for a few hours. The more you simmer it, the more the minerals and certain nutrients are going to leach out and be in the water and make a nutritious drink. But this potassium broth recipe was super simple. Potatoes, carrots, onions, celery stalks, beets, beet greens, and garlic. And then you just dump some water on top of it and make a broth. Now, word of warning, I wouldn't recommend that to hydrate because that's a powerful detox drink. It's going to cause a lot of toxins to flush out of your cells. And if your drainage isn't open, if you're not on a program, if you're not used to handling that, it probably make you feel pretty poorly. So I adapted that recipe. I would take out the beets because those are really detoxifying and they give the liver a good punch to get toxins moving. But I would do less potassium-filled veggies and it still had a lot of mineral content and a lot of good hydration. The other thing you can do is you can also drink herbal teas. I always knew these were a good health option, but I really learned a lot following Sassy Holistics on Instagram. She talks about making a stinging nettle infusion or different types of herbal infusions, which is just pouring hot water on the herbs and steeping them for several hours or overnight. And making one batch of the nettle tea infusion. This is a quart, so it's 3 or 4 cups. But listen to the amount of minerals in these things. These are all in milligrams, so I don't have to keep repeating that word. Calcium has 1,000, magnesium 300, potassium 600, zinc 1.5, selenium 0.7, iron 1.5. Plus it has manganese, chromium, cobalt, phosphorus, copper, sulfur, silicon, and a number of vitamins. So it's just like a power-packed drink. I never knew that. I mean, that's going to match any multivitamin. And again, it's more natural. My opinion is that that's always going to be more highly absorbed by the body. It's going to be less work for it to use than something that's been processed in a factory, packaged up, and then we drink it. So yeah, the label might say the content, but it's not the exact same as the form you find in nature. And the last hydration tip I have for you comes from Ayurveda, which is an ancient Indian medical system. That system recommends drinking water right away, first thing in the day, flush toxins, help the kidneys and liver, get a good start to the day. And you can drink anywhere from half a liter to a liter in the morning, depending on your size and what works for you. And I found that that helped a lot because boom, right at the start of the day, within 30 minutes into my day, I'd already drank 30, 40% of what I needed to for the entire day. So I was already off to a good start. And then I had less work to do later. We all get busy, things pop up. And then I wasn't trying to catch up all day with my hydration. And on that last point, if you can improve your health, drain the toxins out of your body, you are going to hydrate better. In the end, that's what was going on with me with that thirst. So it didn't matter which techniques I did. The ones I listed here were the ones that worked best and were also easiest on my body. There's other things that work, but when my body got that sick, it was really sensitive and I could see anything less natural or more processed. I could see the limitations in it, even if the average person is fine doing it from time to time. I mean, the average person's fine to eat McDonald's from time to time. You don't notice outwardly very well, but it definitely works differently in your body than if you ate a completely natural food. So we don't have to do that all the time. You definitely don't have to be perfect, but I just share this information so people can make the best decisions possible. I definitely wish I knew it before I went through the health issue that I did. I think it's great to have an idea of how these things work in the body. And I view that as one of the gifts that I got from being that sick, from my body being that sensitive. Because I got to see right up close and personal how these things affected me. And I'm doing my best to pass those insights along today. So I hope these tips help you with your hydration. I know some of them sound basic, but nature didn't make hydration to be complicated. That's only happening because of our modern world. So I really found with hydration, if you get back to the basics, these things that I mentioned, plenty of different ways to hydrate, plenty of different ways to get the electrolytes in. If you put these things to use and it gives you a boost, helps you with any of those symptoms we talked about, I'd love to hear about it. Let me know. See you next week for more episodes. Stay wise. Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see three horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those three dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.